The Mishnah for Shliach is bringing a get for a husband who is old or sick. He gives the get to the wife on the chazaka that the husband is still alive. If a Yisraelis is married to a kohen and her husband travels overseas, she can continue eating truma on the chazaka that her husband is alive. If a person sends his carbon chatas from overseas, the carbon is offered on the chazaka that the person is still alive. Zok the Gemara, Rava said, the Mishnah only discusses an old person who is not yet 80 years old and a sick person who is not yet at death's door. However, if the person is already 80 years old or he was a geis is at death's door, the Shliach may not give the get because there's no chazaka that the husband is still alive. Abayi says, if a Shliach brings a get for a husband who's 100 years old, he may give the get on the chazaka that the husband is alive. So teretz number one is to yufta. Teretz number two is, once a man is sure that he lives longer than most people, meaning he already lived to 90, Rashi says, then he has a chazaka that he's alive even past that age as well, and therefore for such a person in the chanami, there's still a chazaka that he's alive. Abayi asks Rabbi, Mishnah says that we're not concerned that a person may have died, but Abraisa says, if a husband who's a kohen gave a get to his wife and told her the get should be effective a moment before I die, she becomes usher to eat truma immediately. We see that Abraisa is concerned for the husband's death. Rabbi said, you can't ask from the case of truma to the case of getting regarding truma, where the truma is not essential, she can eat up because she can eat other food. So we are concerned ourselves with death regarding getting where if we would be concerned, no one would ever be able to get a get. So Abazoi, we can't. Therefore, we're not concerned. In fact, our Mishnah says that we are not concerned for death even by truma. Rav Ada, son of Rizuk, said in both cases we're not concerned for death. However, in the Braisa, she's set to become usher to eat truma even during his lifetime. He says one moment before my death. That's why she becomes usher immediately. Rav Papa asks, you're assuming that the get will take effect thereby making her usher to eat truma at some point during his lifetime, but maybe she'll die first, in which case the get will never take effect. Abaye therefore said, our Mishnah follows Rav Meir, who's not concerned for death, just like he's not concerned for the possibility of a jug of wine breaking after a verbal separation of truma, like it says in a Mishnah previously quoted a couple days ago. And the Braisa follows Rav Yehuda, who's concerned for death, just as he's concerned for the possibility of the jug breaking. Now that the teretz is Rava said, we can answer that no one is concerned that maybe a person has already died, but we're concerned that a person may die soon, and that's why the Braisa says stop eating truma immediately. Because right in Echanam, we're not concerned that he's dead right now because the chazaka that he's alive, but we are concerned that maybe in the next minute maybe he will die. That doesn't change the chazaka right now, and that is a problem because if he dies the next minute, then right now she's ready also to eat truma. Rav Adla Bar Masna asked Rava, the case of the jug of wine breaking is similar to the case of being concerned that someone will die soon, and yet we see this machlekes in that case. Rabbi Yehuda from Descartes said the jug of wine is different because it can be given over to a shomer to watch and protect, and that's why our mayor is not concerned in that case. Rabbi Mishael Shea asks, there's no guarantee of protection of the jug, so it's still similar to the case of someone dying soon, and yet we see this machlekes. Rather, Rabbi said, although no one is concerned that someone has already died because we have a chazaka they're still alive, but regarding whether we are concerned that someone will die soon, that's actually machlekes tanoim. The Mishnah says shleicha tosim in this hayom v'chulu. In fact, how can a chatas be sent with a shliach given that a chatas needs to smicha by the owner? Rabbi Yosef said the Mishnah is talking about a carbon of a woman which doesn't need smicha. Rabbi Papa said the Mishnah is talking about a bird chatas which does not require smicha. The Marek says that all three cases of the Mishnah are necessary to be taught. If we would just say the case of get, we would say we're not concerned of death in that case because being concerned would prevent all getting from ever being sent. If we would be taught truma, the case of truma, we would say that since it's sometimes necessary for her to eat truma, maybe she's very poor, can't afford other food, so maybe therefore we won't be concerned. But regarding a carbon, we should always be concerned for death. The Mishnah therefore teaches that even regarding the carbon, we're not concerned for death either. Zok, the next Mishnah, Lozim ben Parta said three things in the Chum, they agreed. He said, the people of a city under siege by an army. Number two, the people on a ship that is being thrown about at sea. Number three, a person who is being tried for a capital crime. All of them have a chazaka that they're still alive. However, the Mishnah continues, regarding people of a city that were already captured by an invading army, people on a ship that was already lost at sea, or a person being taken out to be executed already, we apply the chumras of the possibility that they're alive and the chumras of the possibility that they're already dead. For example, if one of these people was a kohen married to a Yisraelis, she may not continue eating truma because he may be dead. And if one of these people are a Yisrael married to a kohenes, she may not eat truma because he may still be alive. Zok Dimar Rabbi Yosef said, a person taken to be executed is given the chumras of being alive only if he's taken out by a Jewish court. However, he's taken out by a non-Jewish court, once they sent him into death, they'll definitely execute him and he has a chazaka being dead. Abaye asks, a non-Jewish court could also be bribed to save him from execution. Rabbi Yosef said, they only accept bribes before the sentencing, not after. In fact, the Mara Mishnah says, if witnesses testify to a bezin that a certain person was sentenced to death by another bezin, the bezin hearing the testimony puts the subject of the testimony to death. We see that they're not concerned that the verdict may be overturned even in a Jewish court. Mara says, maybe that when a defendant runs away, we do not believe that there will be a reason to overturn the verdict. Rekhmer Abraisa says, if a Jewish court says so-and-so was executed, we allow his wife to remarry based on that announcement. If a non-Jewish court says so-and-so was executed, we do not allow his wife to remarry based on that. So now, what does it mean executed? If it means that he was already put to death, then why would a non-Jewish court not be believed? We pass on the goyim's belief to testify regarding someone's death when it's Mesiach Lafi Tumay. So rather, executed must mean that they say he was taken out to be executed. We see that in a Jewish court, he's considered to have been definitely executed, but which is not what Rabbi Yosef said. And for the Gemara, executed means the court says he actually was put to death. The reason the non-Jewish court is not believed is because they take pride in their executions, and then therefore would even lie and say he was executed, even if he was truly not executed. Another version of Yosef is that he said the Mishnah statement only applies to non-Jewish court, because it may be that he was not actually executed. However, if he's taken out by a Jewish court to be executed, certainly he'll be executed and is considered as dead. Abaye asked, in a Jewish court, there's a possibility that maybe they'll find this chus to acquit him. Mar says that they would only find this chus before the verdict. Maybe we can bring a proof from a Mishnah which says, if witnesses testify to Bezdin that a certain person was sentenced to death by another Bezdin, the Bezdin hearing the testimony puts the person of the subject of the testimony to death. We see that they're not concerned that the verdict may be overturned by a Jewish court. Mar says, no, maybe that when a defendant runs away, we don't believe there'll be a reason to overturn the verdict. Maybe we can bring a proof from a Braisa which says, if a Jewish court says so-and-so was executed, we allow his wife to remarry based on that announcement. But if a non-Jewish court says so-and-so was executed, we do not allow his wife to remarry based on that. Now, what's meant by executed? If it means it was already put to death, why would the non-Jewish court not be believed? We pass in guys believe regarding to say someone died if he's Messiah Lefitum. Rather, executed must mean that they say he was taken out to be executed. We see that in a Jewish court, he's considered to have been definitely executed, which Rabbi Yosef said. Mar says, no, executed means the court actually put him to death. The reason the non-Jewish court is not believed is because they take pride in their executions and would therefore lie and say that he was executed even if he was truly not executed.